Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and yes, I am back for a rather extended holiday break. On the show today, in the first half hour, I will talk with Brenda Lee Pirinen about the candlelight evening coming up at the Wales Home on January 22nd at 7 p.m. The event is open to the public. I will also have some community events in the first part of today's show and some music. In the second part of today's show, I will chat with Jan Draper about the Right Here, Right Now Writing Group. The group is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and I will also have some health news and some music in the second part of today's show. We will start the show with the song Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye. Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself with those around you. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. More than just our Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
On Thursday, January 22nd, the Wales Home will once again open its doors for one of its most meaningful annual traditions, the Candlelight Evening. It's a moment when residents, family, staff, and members of the wider community come together in quiet reflection, lighting candles in memory of loved ones and honoring the bonds that continue to shape our lives. More than a ceremony, Candlelight Evening is about dignity, belonging, and community, values that lie at the heart of the Wales Home and the Wales Home Foundation. Nation. Joining me today is Brenda Lee Piranin, Executive Director of the Wales Home and CHSLD Wales and Secretary Treasurer of the Wales Home Foundation. She's here to tell us more about this cherished tradition, what it means for residents, and how the community can take part. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Brenda Lee Piranin to the Townships at 12. Now, Brenda Lee, she's the Executive Director for the Wales Home and the CHSLD Wales. She's also the Secretary Treasurer for the Wales Home Foundation. So welcome, Brenda Lee.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now, today we're going to be talking about the Candlelight Evening at the Wales Home. Now, for listeners who may not be familiar with it, can you tell us what the Candlelight Evening is and why it has become such a meaningful tradition at the Wales Home?
It's an annual event for us, for our residents, family members, community at large, to remember and honor, celebrate people that we've loved and lost and still hold dear to our heart. Each candle that we light represents life and memories that are important to us. And over the years, it's become a meaningful tradition because it creates a shared space for everyone who's there for reflection, compassion, and just human connection between each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, what can people expect when they walk into the Wales Home that evening? I believe it's in the living room of the Wales Home, and it's on Thursday. That's January 22nd.
Yeah, so it's taking place at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's our main living room is quite massive. It's a very welcoming environment. But that evening, we make it peaceful. That's why we hold it in the evening, so that it's dark outside. And everyone who's there is you know, feeling the same thing. So, you know, we're all there to celebrate. We illuminate over 1,000 candles. All the lights are shut off. So it's just the candles that illuminate that large room. And it's just very, very peaceful. We've got beautiful music reflected that's just so peaceful. We do short little presentations. And we also have a large candle that we light every year in memory of Mr. Horace Wales, who has left his legacy for the Wales, you know, to create the Wales Home.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's very well organized. You said that each candle represents a life, a memory, and a bond. What does this evening mean to the residents themselves?
Many of our residents have lived quite a meaningful life, and many of them have had some difficult losses in their lives. And the Candlelight Evening honors the memories. You know, we want to remember the good memories, and it recognizes the grief in a respectful and a collective way, and it reminds our residents of their relationships that continue to matter to them.
Can you share a moment or memory from past Candlelight Evenings that stayed with you personally?
We've had, it seems like every year, sadly, there seems to be more tragedies that happen that touch us deeply. And back, if I reflect on two that really have stood out to me, in 2013 when we had the Lac-Megantic train disaster, and in 2018 when we had the Humboldt Broncos, the hockey team, the bus accident, and unfortunately so many, you know, beautiful people lost their lives. And during those two events, although we didn't know those people personally, we all felt a connection to them. So we printed up all of the people who died in those two tragic events, and we displayed their picture. And I think that we could all just feel like, you know, that people lost their lives just like at a blink of an eye. You know, as quickly as you could light that candle and blow it out, those lives were gone. So we saw those faces of those people. And it made us all reflect about how precious life can really be. So those are two events that really, I think, that are memorable to me. Every year is memorable, but those 2 years really stood out.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a very touching idea. Now, this event brings together residents, family, staff, and the broader community. Why is that sense of shared humanity so important in the long-term care settings?
Well, regardless of where you live, we all share a connection. Regardless of your age, your race, your social status, your gender, everybody who is that attends this event is feeling the same thing, has lost somebody that they love. So regardless of your any of those things, we're all on the same page.
Now, many people dedicate candles to parents, grandparents, or friends, and sometimes even pets. What does that tell you about how people grieve and remember?
Well, it just demonstrates how important either a person or your pets are in your lives. You know, like for my husband and I, we have two cats and there are girls. Pets can be like children to people. And whether it's people or pets, it's about the happiness that those people have brought to your life.
Now, Candlelight Evening also reflects the values of the Wales Home Foundation. How does this event connect to the foundation's broader mission of dignity and care for the seniors?
Well, the mission of the foundation is to support the Wales Home. And to be honest, without the Wales Home Foundation, you know, the Wales Home itself and the CHSLB would not be the place that it is. The Wales Home mission is to provide a safe, secure, and welcoming home for our residents and their families and friends. And the foundation has been instrumental in the success of the Wales, in abiding by its mission.
Okay. Now, so community support is essential to enhancing daily life for the residents. Is that correct?
It certainly is. I mean, community support is at all different levels, right? The community supports us to go beyond the basic care. It helps us to innovate and to invest in best practices, programs, and tools that enrich our residents' daily lives, you know, on all levels, emotionally, socially, cognitively. And the Wales Home is known for its compassionate care and services, which is given by our employees. And if you want to be innovative and if you want to stand out, that requires support from the community. And I'm not talking just about monetary support. I'm talking also about the support that we receive from our volunteers. That's essential as well. So the community, whether it's volunteering, financial support, emotional support, the volunteer work that people do, that makes a huge difference and makes the establishment stand out.
I can understand that. Now, this year, funds raised will support an interactive digital engagement tool for residents. Can you explain what this tool is and how it will be used day to day at the Wales Home?
Sure. We want to purchase an innovative tool. It's called Senior Connect. And it's an interactive digital engagement, which is a therapeutic platform specifically for our seniors, but can also be used by our teams. It provides daily support to all of our residents. So it's like right across the spectrum of the Wales. So for those who are autonomous, to those who are challenged with cognitive dementias, the tool provides emotional, cognitive, social well-being. And it can also support our employees and our committees. So examples would be, we can use this screen, which is mobile, to give trainings, like our users committee could use it to promote our users' rights. Our social worker can use it to promote elder abuse awareness. Our teams can give virtual trainings. We can transport the screen throughout the building. So let's say we had someone who's at end of life. We could bring the screen directly into the person's bedroom, and they could have a FaceTime. So the resident and the family can interact like as if they were in the same room. Residents can virtually attend their grandchild's wedding. They can watch a hockey game and feel like they're actually at the Bell Center. And the device, you know, the beauty of the device, it can be used just for a one-on-one or for group activities. You know, we can use it for music therapy, reminiscent therapy, visual and sensory experiences for people who have very limited cognitive abilities and verbal ability to communicate. Guided conversations. I mean, the list is endless. And for people living on our dementia units, the tool allows for an essential interaction even when they can't communicate or it's becoming difficult. The tool helps reduce isolation, supports emotional, it creates moments of recognition and comfort. Makes people happy. And in day-to-day life for the Wales Home, this Senior Connect device will help our staff and our activity team engage our residents in a more intentional and personalized way, and turning just ordinary moments into meaningful therapeutic experience, whether it's short-lived or whether it's long-lived.
Sounds like a wonderful decision to use the funds to purchase this type of equipment. Technology is certainly changing, I guess, the residents living with Alzheimer's disease, cognitive decline, or mobility challenges, and much more, too. As you said, the staff can use it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, for listeners who may not be able to attend in person, how can they still participate in the candlelight evening or dedicate a candle?
So even if you can't attend, you can still purchase a candle, make a donation. You can call the Wells Home at 819-826-3266 or visit wellshome.ca to find all the details on how to participate online. So, you know, even if you can't be here, you can still take part.
Mm-hmm. How much are the candles?
They're $10. They're $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm. And I believe if you buy, is it five, you get one free? Or?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, what would you say to someone who has never visited the Wales Home and might be unsure about attending an event like this?
So first of all, if you've never visited, you're missing something. You should come and visit. If you've never seen the Wells Home, it's quite impressive. We have completely autonomous apartments right to those end of life or specialized care. And I would say that the candlelight evening is very welcoming for anyone. You don't need to have a personal connection with the Wells Home. Only a willingness to reflect and share a meaningful moment. You'll be welcomed and surrounded by the Wales community, who are your friends.
Mm-hmm. So this event is open to the public, I guess, then?
Yes, it is.
Okay. When you look around the room during a candlelight evening and you see all those candles lit, what goes through your mind?
That it's just a small tribute, a very small tribute to the people that we're honoring out abroad. I think the candles would be endless, but it's a small tribute to honor and celebrate people that have had a powerful reminder in our lives. We've all got great memories and, great relationships that we've built, and these people have made a difference in our lives. So it's just a small tribute to them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, if there's one message you hope listeners take away from the candlelight evening, what would that be?
If I had one message, I think that it would be life is short and can be taken away from us very quickly. Let go of negativity. Remember what has been taught to us by those that we've lost. Aging is a privilege. And, we see that in the residents that we're serving, that they deserve to be treated with dignity, respect, and compassion. And our candlelight evening is about honoring and remembering those people and connecting with others, because like I said before, regardless of how old you are or your gender or your social status, when you lose someone that means someone or pet, someone, some animal or whatever, when you lose someone, regardless of if you're richer or you're poor, you're sharing the same thing. And it's an honor to have had those people in our life. So the candlelight evening is really about celebrating people, pets, and we should celebrate each other while we're living. And not forget the people that we've lost and what they've taught us.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful message. And a wonderful event, especially for this time of year, to bring the community together too during January.
Well, we hope to see lots of people from our community. If you've never been to the Wells, we welcome you. And, the Wells Home is really a big part of our community. And it's always a pleasure to have community friends join us in these type of events. Our residents who are living here love to see outsiders, and we as employees love it as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Brenda Lee?
I'd just like to say that I'm very very proud of this innovative idea that's come from our activity department, our professionals. They're so excited about this, what they've learned, and how the importance of how it can make a difference, for our residents living abroad in the Wales, not just one department. It's fun to have something that can be shared by everybody and used by everybody. And their excitement of this is really fun. So I'm excited for them that it's going to come a reality.
Mm-hmm. Definitely sounds like a wonderful event. We've been talking with Brenda Lee Piranin today. She is the Executive Director for the Wales Home and CHSLD Wales, also the Secretary Treasurer for the Wales Home Foundation. Well, thank you so much, Brenda Lee, and all the best on the event.
Thank you so much, and thank you for everyone's support.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. There is a candlelight evening open to the public at the Wales Home, January 22nd, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The public is invited. It will take place in the Wales Home living room at the Wales Home. Candles are $10 or Buy 11 for $100 and get one for free. Contact the Wales Home for more information when and where you can buy the candles. Mental Health Estuary Online Workshops. Understanding Stress and Trauma. Practical Tools for a Healthier Nervous System. Wednesday, January 21st, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. by Zoom with Amanda Rochelieu, BSW, MSW, RSW, Compassion Fatigue Specialist. This workshop offers an accessible look at what trauma is, how it shows up in the body and behavior, and why even indirect exposure to distressing events can impact our well-being. Participants will also learn grounding tools and explore caregiver stress and compassion fatigue. All workshops are free, open to all, and presented in English. For any questions, feel free to reach out at 819-565-3777 or by email outreach@mentalhealthestuary.com. Coming up at the Hut, there's some activities in January. January 24th, it's the ANAF elections. This happens at 1 p.m. sharp. You must be a member in order to vote. On January 25th, it's a dance with Sid Aulis, 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. You must be 18 years and over. There's a charge. And on January 31st, a dance with Slightly Haggard starts at 8 p.m. Again, you must be 18 years and over, and there is a charge. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Brenda Lee Piranin, Director of the Wales Home and CHSLD Wales, and also the Secretary Treasurer of the Wales Home Foundation, for talking to us about the Candlelight Evening coming up on January 22nd at the Wales Home. We will close out the first half hour today with a bit of this song called Unforgettable. It's by Nat King Cole. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the show, so please stay tuned.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me, never before has someone been more unforgettable? In every way, and forevermore, that's how you